Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
Motherfucker, turn the lights off. This is how a killer gets the back off. You don't wanna act up. Guarantee we will stack up. When I get the mic, I will act up. You should just blast off. Motherfucker, turn the lights off. This is how a killer gets the back off. You don't wanna act up. Guarantee we will stack up. When I get the mic, I will act up. This is like an exorcist. Check the meat for the tenderness. I'm dropping all these bombs, no terrorist. I think I need a therapist. Maybe that'll ease the pain. Or better yet, I'll find a doctor to replace my brain. I'm sick with it, I got a nasty ass throat. And all you really got is just a nasty ass hoe. And all she really got is just a fucking attitude. So when you try to tell her something, she's just snapping back at you. So bounce, bitch,
bounce, bitch.
It's the brass knuckle dawn. I'll cook your ass for lunch without a fucking apron on. I'll invite your family, but I won't tell them you're gone. So when they show up at the door, they'll be like, where the fuck's my mom? Oh shit, I probably should have thought of this before I cut her up, and now I'm serving you a rib. Save the leftovers for the neighborhood kids. Take a look inside my brain and you can see where crazy lives. Blast off, motherfucker, turn the lights off. This is how a killer gets, so back off. You don't wanna act tough. Guarantee we will stack up. When I got the mic, I will act up. You should just blast off. Motherfucker, turn the lights off. This is how a killer gets, so back off. You don't wanna act tough. Guarantee we will stack up. When I got the mic, I will act up.
Blast off. Three puffs to the Deemsters. Never find you Jimmy Hoffa, call the Teamsters. Fuck a Asian hoe, drop her off at the cleaners. I don't even rap a time, hit me for a feature. Yeah, you broke eating out of cans. Wouldn't touch your bitch, but I seen your OnlyFans. Business steady growing and you don't have any plans. I'm just chilling writing this while I'm watering my plants. Hit the torch, watch the pearl spin. Touch the bang and smell the burnt skin. I'm the champ, it's an easy win. Refs not looking, hit him with the belt and the pin. Blast off. Hey, how are ya? How you doing? How's your mother? Welcome to episode 228 of the motherfucking Dabbing Aladdin podcast. It is 3:32 in the morning, July 12th, 2022. It's the fucking summer. I haven't done a podcast since November. I was in a questionable state of mind then, in a questionable state of mind now, but definitely a championship state of mind. Definitely a champ state of mind. And that is all that's matter. I just been kind of lurking in the shadows, honestly. Someone who honestly makes a lot more money than me said to me a while ago, he was like, all these people who love you trolling and who love it when you're so controversial and do all this risky shit that gets you in trouble and affects your business and gets you in trouble with the law and all this crazy shit. When you do all that, the people that support that, are those people paying your bills? And the answer is no. They're not paying my bills. They're watching my content. But at the end of the day, that shit does affect my bottom line. And this shit's a business. It's a fucking empire. I was playing Xbox with a couple of my friends. Even though I haven't podcasting, I'm on Xbox like every night with like a bunch of people chatting. It's pretty much a fucking podcast. And they were joking. I'm friends with one kid on there. He's kind of overweight and he got COVID. So I kept asking him if he dies, can I have his PlayStation? Because he has a new PlayStation that I want. And then he started saying it's all about me dying and him taking over my empire. And I was like, shit, I really do have an empire. But anyway, I just been chilling. You know, I copped the Tesla a while ago. I just been keeping my mouth shut, making money, just fucking laying low. And then everyone's been trying to fucking drag the champ out of fucking retirement. But, you know, champ's just been chilling. And everyone's been trying to drag me out because this fucking fat bitch is talking about Chris Benoit in a disrespectful manner. is fucking, I don't even have anything prepared. I don't even really know anything about her. I just know she's fat and has a OnlyFans. And like, yeah, I don't know. I don't even want to go into it. But anyway, I'm fucking chilling with my main man, Spank Kent. And let me fucking...
Are you ready? Hey, think you can tell us what to do? Think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masses. Break it down, break it down. Degenerate into something fool. We just got tired of doing what you told us to do. Like a break, boy.
What's poppin', you old fuck? You're still alive, huh?
I'm still around. I gotta say, finally, Spent Kent has come back to the Dabbin' Aladdin show. And...
everybody!
Welcome back.
And they're called the Spent One, D-Generation X. Yeah, I tell you what, Tink. I'm here. I'm here with you, brother. I'm still around. I'm still alive, and I still haven't hired my new employee that will do the job right. That will say, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, I have just received information that yes, it's true. Spent Kent has entered the building, or afterwards, Spent Kent has left the building. See, I'm still working on that, brother. I'm trying to find somebody that's worthy.
You Elvis now?
It's hard. You know, I've always been like that. I go on the Chuck with Jelly for, I say, Chuck, man, just tell him I entered the building. Tell him I left the building.
Enough with this fucking Chuck E. Cheese podcast. Every time I fucking talk to you, it's blah, 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 blah. No one cares. This is the greatest podcast. I run this podcast. This is
don't get worried about it. You know, I'm just saying, I still get somebody to sit there and say it right. You know, it's like, hey, Spent Kent's entered the building. And then when I'm gone, Spent Kent's left the building. Is that
ladies
simple?
And gentlemen, Spent Kent has entered the building.
Spent there you
Kent
go.
Has entered
See, you
the
can
podcast.
Do it.
We are here.
There you go.
Yeah, dude. But yeah, so this
I mean, how many gimmicks do I have, dude, over all
Chris
these years?
Benoit. Yeah, I know. You're older. You're exactly 20 years older than me. Is that what you were saying to me on the phone before this podcast?
Somewhere around there. What are you going to be, 32?
In November.
Yeah, I'm going to be 52 in like three weeks.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that kind of sucks.
You're going to be 52?
Yep.
Damn, dude. That's crazy.
And I'm still a more badass motherfucker than you all ever were at 22, but it's all good, you know?
Yeah. I've been fucking, like, the cool thing about fucking doing, like, podcasts and music and shit, it's kind of embarrassing, but it's also kind of cool, is that there's, like, a, like, backlog of where you were at, you know what I mean? Like, not just creatively, but, like, you know, it's a reflection of where you are in real life. And, like, as far as the music goes, I've always just thought that I'm, like, the fucking greatest rapper of all time. And, like, when I started rapping, I really thought I was, like, better than everybody. I was, like, I just put out my first song, how am I not famous yet? I'm the best rapper in the world, and everybody else sucks. Like, why isn't this working? And I kept going with, now I go back, and I see where my flaws were. I still think it's dope. Like, my rhymes have always been dope, but when I go back, I'm like, you know, I definitely, like, the mechanics weren't there. Now I think I have better mechanics, which is probably why I need to rap a little bit more, because, like, I fucking have learned so much and gotten so far, I'd be ashamed to, like, not do it. But between the rap and the fucking podcasting, I do a lot. The shit's fucking draining, so it's been nice fucking taking a break this last year. I needed to fucking figure some shit out, but is there like an echo or something? They're like,
well, it's
static
probably my new fan here with the other air conditioner.
Yeah, you got
remember
a new
the
fan
air conditioning
just for the podcast, huh? You heard.
Yeah,
we
the air conditioner and
like,
a new fan.
I need a new
so.
Fan to blow on the microphone.
Just when you thought it wasn't bad enough, I'll make it worse. But yeah. Fortunately, Tripp's not here to like, cry his eyes out, so we're all right.
I haven't even
but I
talked
hear you, brother.
To him.
I mean, I liked your
he's
music
been,
and everything, and like what you're doing.
Thanks,
so,
man.
You know,
been
it's
Tripp's been liking my shit on Facebook. I haven't talked to him at all. I never know what account to talk to him on. He's always banned on one account, and all his accounts have like the same name and shit. And I don't know ever which one to message. You'll message one and you get the answer, but you got to pick one of the three. I could just message all three, but I don't know. I'm not going to fucking do that. But I've been fucking, we haven't done a show since late November, and Obi's been hitting me up wanting to do a show. And I definitely want to do shows with Obi. I think Obi and I have good chemistry, and I think we could put together some entertaining shows. So that's something I definitely want to start doing. He hit me up the other day with an idea for a show like Dabbin and Obi Conquer Podcasting or some shit like that. I'm definitely down to start doing a show with him. And then when all my shit happened with like AEW and the fucking tranny whose name I won't mention in the fraud wrestling convention, phony fraud wrestling convention, I got mentioned on some podcast. It's actually like a pretty popular podcast. I don't want to say some podcast. I got mentioned on a pretty nice podcast, Revenge of the Sis. And I definitely noticed, like, I got a bump in, like, followers and shit after they mentioned me because people were commenting saying they mentioned me on there. So I went and I listened, and they had thought everything I was doing was hilarious. And I stayed in contact with one of the guys, like Mersh Comedy on Instagram. And I was just chatting with them the last few days because I was honestly just going through YouTube. I've been going through, like, weird rabbit holes on YouTube. I watch, like, a lot of videos about modern like rappers and gangs and shit, like all the Jacksonville fucking rappers. Like I'm not in the streets, so I guess it's like fucking the Fulio and Young E Nate. I watch the fucking documentaries on them, and then all the other fucking rappers who get shot now. It's actually like a pretty, I'm not the biggest fan of like the music nowadays, but if I didn't really realize how fucking many hardcore gangsters were actually making music nowadays and actually killing people and then fucking like rapping about it and then going to jail for it. So it's pretty wild. I was watching the dude DJ Academics talk about it. He was saying that within the next 5 years, all that shit's going to fucking end. They're all going to be in jail and it's going to go back to pussy rappers. So enjoy while it's here. But anyway, I've been watching about that shit. And then I just went down the rabbit hole of people just roasting Brendan Schaub. It's pretty fucking hilarious. And then their video started popping up. Revenge of the Sis has a bunch of clips, like just shitting on Brendan Schaub. So I started watching those because they're fucking hilarious. So I sent a picture to them of me watching it. I was like, yo, your fucking clips on Brendan Schaub are undefeated. These are fucking hilarious. And then we started chatting. And then it just so happens that this fat wrestler bitch comes out talking shit about Chris Benoit. So then he posted about it. And then she actually fucking replied on his fucking Instagram, and they started going at it. She donated to like a dog foundation that he had the link for. And then she was trying to like use that against him. Like she basically donated to puppies out of spite. Like she was so angry at this dude that she was like donated to animals to rub it in his face. I don't know. It's fucking weird. But they're going at it. I was commenting, trying to inform her that Chris Benoit didn't murder anybody. She said she fucking did some post, dude, that no modern wrestlers could hang with Chris Benoit. No, that Chris Benoit couldn't hang with modern wrestlers. Man, it's fucking 3-4 in the morning. I'm fucking high. And she posted, let me fucking pull up with this bitch that we'll be one of them informed like podcasts. Fucking, what's this bitch's name? I don't know. Chris Benoit. I don't even know this fucking bitch's name. Let me go to my homeboy's Instagram. But yeah, long story short, I think they gave me a shout out today or something because I've been noticing a lot of followers from them. And good looks to him. My dude, Mike. Mike from his Mersh Comedy on Instagram. Shout out to you, brother. You're the fucking man. Jordan Grace is this bitch's name. Chris Benoit. I shouldn't even give her any fucking light from this very famous podcast right here. She doesn't even deserve. Oh, she apologized. That's right, you fat slut. You fucking say sorry. Since reflecting the past week, I've reached out, blah, blah, among those, David Benoit, Chavo. Dog, you better not talk bad about Chris Benoit. I fucking was so fucked up on shit last summer. I fucking was rolling around thinking I had Chris Benoit's ashes in a fucking staff that a weird guy gave me at a gas station. I was like, these must be Chris Benoit's ashes because I'm the only one ill enough to carry the ashes of Chris Benoit. So this makes sense in my fucking mushroomed out brain. But, you know, anyway, Chris Benoit remark. I can't see what this fucking bitch said now. She basically said that fucking Chris Benoit can't hang with any modern wrestlers and he wouldn't remember matches because he has CTE and he killed his kid and blah, 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 blah. And to say he couldn't hang with any modern wrestlers is fucking retarded because they're all pussies now and he was the fucking Wolverine and did a diving headbutt that got him the alleged CTE that you're making
of
fun
time.
Of.
I mean,
yeah, dude, she's a fucking dumb bitch. And shout out to Revenge.
No, he wasn't watching
podcast.
Wrestling back when I was watching and, wrestling.
Yeah.
Maybe they were
but,
a little
yo,
too young.
Yo, this bitch is like, the bitch that is talking shit, I think she's like, she's kind of like ripped fat. I don't know, dude. But she could probably fucking give the fucking tranny a run for his money. Because they're like, it's like that weight class. You know what I'm saying?
Right on.
Yeah, it's kind of like, I don't know. I was telling Obi, I kind of want to be less, like, controversial and stop fucking, like, going so hard on that shit. I don't know. It's fun, man, but, like, at a certain point.
Yeah, and who told
when
you
creatively,
that, like, 3 years
creatively,
ago?
When you have a mob of people online that just want to hear you make fun of a tranny, it's like, where are you supposed to go? You know what I mean? I'm not just going to, like. I was
and I mean, you
fighting
had
them
your issues,
I was
just, and
I was trying to go
stuff.
Somewhere as a fucking fan and just enjoy it and be like a fan when I was a kid when I'd go to wrestling and yell wild shit, and then I try to do it as an adult, and I guess that's how you get banned by the fucking Young Bucks, and they post about you, and it goes viral, and people start posting your fucking name and your town and telling you you're banned from all the wrestling, but. Fuck them because I started going to I went to one. I got tickets to a second one, but death matches, they just started allowing death matches in Massachusetts for the fucking first time since New Jack almost killed a motherfucker here in like the 90s or some shit. And yeah, I went to that. It was pretty fucking dope. And I'm going again in August. My homie, I met this dude, JP is what I call him. I shout out to you, bro. He had on a fucking Chris Benoit shirt when I was in Chicago at the first StarCast, so we instantly became friends. We met ICP together. We were like this little ICP thing in a hotel room. It was pretty sick. No homo. I know that probably sounds kind of questionable. But the homie trip. But yeah, fucking, I met him there because he had on a Chris Benoit shirt, so we became friends. And then he hit me up and was like, yo, I'm coming to Boston for this shit. He's coming to Boston before and we chill, but he hit me up. He's like, yo, I'm coming to Boston for this death match, you gotta go. So we went, and I was immediately just like, yo, what the fuck. I went with my cousin. We just kept looking at each other the whole time and being like, dude, what did we just get ourselves into? He had blood all over his shirt. My cousin got blood all over him, and I watched the dude literally get stabbed in point blank by this guy named Schlack, who's a fucking animal. And it was pretty wild. You saw this dude face his wife. They're fucking power bombed her on a bunch of chairs or pile driver. I don't even know what it was, but there people kept commenting on my Snapchats telling me I should have on a mask or some facial shit because they're just smashing light bulbs. And it was in this little room and the whole place was just filled with dust from light bulbs. So maybe I'll get fucking light bulb cancer and fucking sue this place, but we'll see. It was a good time. I'm going back. I'm just kidding. I'm not going to sue anybody.
Yeah, you're
get down
going
like
back
that.
To have fun.
Oh, yeah, dude. It's pretty odd. They're not going to ban me from there. I can say whatever I want there. Just watching people get fucking. It was pretty funny, dude. Like, they did, like, the final match. Or not the final match. It wasn't the main event. But it was the dude versus wife. And everybody was, there was all these like fucking 600 pound fucking fanboys with like shirts with her face on it and all like yelling her name. And she, I didn't know who any of these people were. And then she won. And then she gave some speech like, I didn't fit in anywhere. And then I fit in here. And this is the only place that ever has accepted me. And it was like, why don't you just say you're too ugly for WWE? So now you get fucking your head stapled and hit with light bulbs for a living. You know what I mean? Now you get stabbed for a living. It's cool, though. I appreciate it. And I really doubt those people get that much money. So that shit is fucking... It, you have to fucking love that shit to do it. And, dude, it's pretty scary being there because they're, like, right in front of you stabbing each other. Actually, at an event, like, last week, somebody actually got stabbed, I guess, right outside of the venue. My friend was there. I asked him because they posted something and they were like, we only support people getting stabbed in the ring, not outside. We didn't support this. We're sorry. And I was like, what happened? He was like, oh, someone got stabbed outside the venue. So I think it was unrelated, but yeah, I'm going back. Hopefully they don't listen to this podcast now and fucking stab me when I go. I'm not trying to get stabbed. I'll probably wear the protective shit I have for making swords. I'll probably wear that. I have, like, a face mask and goggles and shit. I'll probably wear that. Because we showed up, like, kind of late, and my friend who told us to go, he was, like, right up front. He was there, like, bright and early, right up front. So we got there, and it was just, like, general admission. And I was like, yo, I got to go fucking see my friend. We're trying to get to my friend. Excuse me. And we just walked through everybody right up to the front row. And we're just watching people get fucking stabbed at point blank. They have these things. I don't know what they are. They look like mini fucking cheese graters, but way sharper. And they just like fucking stick them into each other's head and hit them. That's like one of the main things they use. I never seen it before. And then they have fucking, they had a Taipei death match where they fucking have their hands wrapped and then they super glue them and then they cover them in broken glass, like broken bottles, and then they punch each other with it and bleed all over the place. And I actually picked up one of the pieces of glass after. I don't know why I thought the red was part of like the design, and then I realized it was covered in blood, and I was like, I probably have hepatitis now, but hopefully I don't. But
now you have some freaking cooties of some sort.
I caught deathmatch now, dude. I'm going to turn into a
deathmatch cooties.
Yeah. Also, yeah. Shout out to my friend V Smokes, Bobby. I don't know what else he goes by. I forget his fucking wrestling name, but he just fucking made his wrestling debut. He hasn't sent me the video yet. He got destroyed. He forgot to duck for a clothesline and got fucked up, but it's his first match. Proud of him. He's a veteran. It's pretty funny because this dude was one of my first customers online when I started selling dab swords. And then he fucking just became like customer. We became good friends. And then we were actually supposed to do a podcast together. That's how I started podcasting. And then the first episode or shit like wouldn't connect, or I called in when I wasn't supposed to. And then some shit happened and we got into a fight and then we didn't do the show together. But he's my friend. And it's pretty crazy because he's a, like, we just met randomly like that, and then he's a veteran, and he's in the, he was in the Army, served overseas, and then now he lives in a town in California that is the same town that my grandfather was stationed in when he was in the military. So I thought that was pretty fucking crazy. A little fucking coincidence. I never met either one of my grandfathers. They were both dead before I was fucking born, but yeah, it's fucking interesting story, I thought. But what's popping with you, Kent? What have you been up to?
I'm just hanging in there, man. My doctor tells me, you know, I'll be 52 in a couple of weeks. The doctor tells me, well, there's a 30, I don't know where he comes with this 31% chance, but there's a 31% chance you'll be dead in the next 10 years. I'm like, really?
That's what he's saying. Yeah,
that's kind of optimistic.
Yeah, that's on the low side, dude. Congratulations.
Yeah, I know. I told Lee Pierre about that, and Lee was like, oh, really? Yeah, he thinks he's got
that's
better
good,
hope
man.
When he gets into his 50s, which is around the corner.
Are you going to try to get that number down into the 20s or teens, maybe?
Well, I think I already am. I mean, look, it doesn't matter within the next 10 years. If I make it in the next 5 years, I'll be all right. You know, I'm at that age, you know. Remember, I don't have the same, I don't age the same way as everybody else. I age rock star age, you know, years. The rock star years, you know.
What type of rock?
Even though I never got paid, I had my midlife crisis when I was 35. So,
yeah.
You know, I was lucky to make it to 40 and then 50, and now it's going to be 52. So if I can keep making the next couple of years, this is the year
some
to all
rock stars
the,
age good, dude. You got to start doing some satanic rituals and shit and doing some voodoo. And
No. Like Vinnie Paul, you know, people that, you know, the Pantera and Jeff Hanneman from Slayer and these guys, they all died.
You
got to
do some voodoo, dude.
52, 54, they died around this dangerous age where I'm at right now.
You got to go to a
you
castle
52,
and make
54,
sacrifices.
I got several years to where I'm in this dangerous age, but if I get to, you know, if I make it in the next 10 years, then I can, you know, sky's the limit. Then it's like Keith Richards, man. You can do whatever you want to do and just, you know, live to be 107. But
yeah,
see,
man.
I'm at that dangerous age where they could pick me off at any point, just like he did a lot of the greats. A lot greater than I am.
Yeah, I mean, I'm much
so
greater
you
than
all
you
can
are.
Lose the spent one because of that, but we'll see. Right now, I'm still here.
Nah, dude, you gotta keep on living, man. You should strive for 100, dude. You just gotta make some changes to your diet and get a little bit of exercise. Lay out on. I mean, if you stop smoking cigarettes now, it'll probably have a negative effect. So keep smoking the butts. Honestly, dude,
yeah,
I've probably taken many years off my life, dude, because I'm just filled with fucking anger, and I've smoked a lot, and I've fucking screamed a lot, and I've fucking done a lot of wild shit. I've probably taken years off my life, dude. It's whatever, dude. The old years are going to fucking suck anyway. So, no offense to you, but I'd rather have a good time now. It's like, well, you're supposed to fucking
that's
basically,
what I'm all about. That's
basically,
what I'm saying.
Yeah, it's
like,
kind of
that's why I'm on
shit,
borrowed
dude.
Time.
It's like basically you're supposed to give the system all of your prime years. And then when you're beaten up and dying, they're like, have some freedom now. You earned it. Like, fuck that shit. I'll take my freedom now. Thank you very much. America. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's the way I've always been, like, in my own way. But, you know, it's like, you know, people, like, you're 20 years younger than me. So, like, you got to catch up to where I'm at. You've only
I'm
had
not in
some
any
ad-
rush, brother. I'm not in any
yeah,
rush.
Yeah, I mean, but you've only had some adversity in your life. You know, not
I've
much.
Had a lot of adversity. You don't downplay my adversity. You don't know my story.
Well, when we're talking about losing loved ones and stuff like that, you have not been through that.
Yeah, I mean, my parents haven't
will,
died yet,
you know,
but I've lost a lot of people close to me, man.
Dead motherfucker this, dead motherfucker that. I mean, it's
yeah,
all
dude,
funny
it happens,
games,
man.
But you know, you know, you're gonna go through some adversity, brother.
Dead motherfucker
at one
this,
point.
Dead
other,
motherfucker that.
Dude,
you know,
I've been through adversity, man. I'm sure I'll face more adversity. It's whatever, dude. I'm happy with what I do. I'm happy with my life.
I know,
at a certain,
but, like
at
I
a
said,
certain
man,
point, I know
it
only
it,
gets worse. But.
Remember, these are the wise words of Arn Anderson back in the Horseman days. Like, when you wish you were watching wrestling, but you were too young.
Is this what you do when your life sucks, is you tell people their life is going to be shitty, too? Like, listen.
No, he says,
your life's going
to
suck.
When adversity is introduced to a man is introduced to himself. And he looked up at the ring and saw Ricky the Dragon
Steamboat
in there.
You told me that when I was struggling, and now I'm not struggling, and you're telling me I've never struggled. So
no, I'm just saying. I'm just saying, the struggle never stops, dude. It's always going to be a struggle.
Honestly, what I didn't realize until I had struggle is like how much people kind of like look up to me. I'm not trying to sound like a fucking dickhead, but like a lot
but
of people.
I never did.
Like,
I always looked.
Yeah, well, you're
old as
shit.
My little brother.
Right.
You're young enough
dude,
to be my son.
Obi told me I'm
so
a leader of men, dude. Obi told me I'm a leader of men, and I need to fucking get it together and fucking lead because I'm a leader of men, and I am a leader of men, and I will continue to lead. And
oh,
a lot
that's
of people,
great. You can be a leader
of
men. I'm a leader
of
demigod.
A lot of people have an impression that I make more money than I do, and that I have a lot of, I don't have a lot of money. Hey, you think I have a fucking trust fund or some shit, dude? I fucking wish, dude. You think my family's rich? I fucking wish, dude. Like, I really wish that that was the case, but it's not. And I have to fucking work for everything I fucking have. And I fucking work for everything I have. And just because I've fucking figured it out,
but
or I don't have to
agree.
Yeah, well, that's because he's a bitch and he's jealous. Just be, and dude, like, it was, I don't know if people enjoyed when I was struggling. Honestly, I don't. Nobody seemed like they enjoyed it to me. Everybody genuinely to me seemed like they were trying to help me and worried about me and really wanted me to be doing good again and everything. So I'm very grateful for that. But I'm such a dickhead to a lot of people and so mean that I'm sure some people fucking enjoyed it. You know what I mean? And now I'm doing good again. It was like literally as soon as there was like the slightest sign that I wasn't struggling, people were just on me again, like thinking that I have it so much better than them and my life so easy and I have so much money and I don't have to fucking work for anything and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, dude, I've, like, you all fucking wanted to be comfortable and continue to want to be comfortable. And whenever I fucking tell any of you what you can do to fucking escape the shit you're complaining about, you're like, well, you can do it because of this, but I could never do that. I can't do that. I can't do that. I can't do that. So if, yeah, you're not going to fucking do it with that fucking attitude. You know what I mean? You just got to fucking do it. I fucking, like, well, everybody was out at fucking college, fucking partying and fucking having the time of their lives and doing whatever they wanted. I was fucking living at my dad's house, going to fucking community college because I didn't want to fucking rack up a debt and I didn't want to fucking have to pay rent yet because I wanted to be able to fucking stack money so I could have my own business. And then when I was ready and when my business was flourishing, I fucking moved out and I've very luckily been able to fucking support myself and fucking run my business. And I fucking like waited how long I needed to wait and did what I needed to do to fucking get to where I fucking wanted to be. And now I'm fucking here and I almost lost it, but I didn't fucking lose it. And I'm fucking going strong and I'm the fucking champ. And yeah, you can all fucking hate, you know what I mean? But I genuinely want to fucking help people. And I fucking
it was never me hating in the first place.
I'm not saying you.
I don't want to help
I'm
drag you
people,
back
dude,
out of that
I
mess.
Fucking genuinely want to fucking help people fucking escape. Because I fucking have seen, man, honestly, like before this like last year, I didn't really know how much people get paid. It sounds like it's kind of like naive. But I always assumed that like if I had a job, I would make more money than doing like what I do. And then I kind of realized that that's not the case and people at jobs get fucked. And like, I don't know how you get it. We've had a running joke, Dylon and I, we'll get Dylon back soon. He's sleeping right now, but we've had a running joke that we need a rich people job. We just been asking everybody, yo, can you get me a rich people job? I need a rich people job. Have you asked them if they can get you a rich people job? Anytime we talk to someone or we talk to each other, we're like, yo, did you ask them if they can get us a rich people job? Because, like, I don't know how you get a rich people job, genuinely. I went to community college. Obviously, that's not how you get a rich people job. But I understand, like, working and work ethic because I've been working since I was 14 years old.
If you were
going to
get a rich
people
job.
Shut up. I'm talking. I'm talking.
Me,
hang on. Listen. I've been working since I was 14 years old, making $6.75 an hour bagging groceries. And I would work at those places. I've worked at a bunch of places, and I'd look at the dudes that own the stores and the managers and be like, yo, not necessarily the managers. I mean, my dad's always been a manager at places. Shout out to managers, respect. But I've always, like, looked at the owner of the places and been like, that's what I want to be like. So that's always what I've fucking worked towards and tried to fucking be. I've had to work for other people at times, but for the most part, I haven't really had to do it in a long time. I've had to do it, but... yeah, I haven't had a fucking legit job since I was like 21. So I've been fucking doing my thing. But yeah, I genuinely want to help people like escape. I didn't know how much people get paid at jobs. I always assumed if I had a job, I'd make fucking more. But not really. You get fucked places. And like, I genuinely want to fucking help people try to fucking escape that and make more. I've tried to employ people and have them fucking work for me. It feels like literally like maybe like 2 out of every 10. I haven't tried 10 people, maybe try a little less, but the rate is very low to people actually working out. And I want to fucking genuinely fuck. Shout out to everybody on the Dab and Aladdin team. I'm just giving mad shout outs today. Shout out to everybody on the fucking Dabbing Aladdin team that's helping me fucking grind. You know who you are. But, yeah, I'm fucking, not a lot of people work out. Those that do, I fucking cherish. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, nobody actually wants to work. Nobody actually wants to do everything. Everybody wants to fucking have a viral TikTok and be famous. And spoiler alert, it's not going to fucking happen. So, yeah. I don't know how you get a rich people job, but I could maybe help you escape the fucking struggle of a 9-to-5 if you want to fucking listen to my advice and actually ask me shit and actually take my advice and not just be a fucking lazy fuck who wants to be comfortable. So no offense to anybody who works 9-to-5, but if you fucking do it and you hate it, then realize you're going to have to not be comfortable to fucking get out of it. So this life. My girlfriend tells me I fucking work from fucking, I say to her, I escaped working a 9-to-5, and she's like, you work 9 to midnight. I'm like, yeah, I do, but it's not really work because I fucking like it, so.
I mean, that's all fine if you can set it up that way, but not everybody can. So you just got to remember that, and
it's,
I mean,
not,
it's
my
all
fault.
Good. I mean, I encourage you all the way, man, even through your dark times. Who was still up on top of their feet was Spank Kent, you know, helping out.
Yeah, man,
Joe.
You were there for me, dude. I almost made it to your house, dude, to say what up, but I had to go see the lemurs. You know how it is.
You were going back south. I was like, you ain't got time to do all this crap you think you're doing, by the way. You were messed up.
Yeah, dude, they fucked me up on shit, but that was a different chapter. We're moving forward, you know what I mean? That was...
Yeah,
I'm
I mean, for me moving forward, you know, you gotta remember, every time I move forward, I get older.
I'm sure people will try to clown me for it. Yeah, I went to the loony bin and said a bunch of wild shit. I was doing mushrooms for a couple months. They fucking loaded me up on fucking meds. I fucking threw my computer in a fucking lake and a bunch of other shit out and did a bunch of wild shit. But, you know, I gotta be fucking as... Whatever the word is.
You were questioning life and everything else, and I was there helping you out. Like,
I was
focused on the important shit to where you are now.
Yeah, you said you had a midlife crisis at 35. I guess I had it at 30, but I was really questioning life.
No, you're not even approaching yours yet, kid.
I'm
still...
Dude, you don't give me any credit.
You're young and healthy, man. You're not younger and healthy. You're not a rock star.
I'm still questioning life,
dude.
You're a rapper. I still question everything.
You're young and healthy.
I don't get how I'm not the center of the universe. I really don't understand.
Yeah. Well, you're a rapper. I'm saying you've got a lot more time than I had a midlife crisis in rock star years. I didn't want to, but I did. Like at 35 to 37, I was just like, fuck, I'll be 40 something real soon. Next time I get my driver's license renewed, holy shit. You know, that was back in my 30s, a little bit older than you for sure, but.
Yeah.
You know, that's rock star age, dude.
You were, dude. You were fucking helping me.
Lee just went
through
his.
A lot of people were
helping
me
through
the whole thing, dude. Dude, literally, dude, I was, like, making new friends during it that were helping me through it. And everybody I know was helping me through it. I'm very fucking thankful. But like Tripp was saying, what's crazy is the resiliency of Dennis Ford. That's basically just what I was forced to have. Is the resiliency of Dennis Ford. Probably
dead motherfucker
more resilient.
Dead motherfucker that.
Probably the most resilient.
Dead motherfucker this. Dead motherfucker that.
Who
I remember
what
doing that
doing
with
right
Dennis.
Now.
I remember doing that to Tripp on that one
Who
show,
knows?
And I was just like, you're going to get blamed for it. I did it. Dead motherfucker this. Dead motherfucker that. Did the right thing right there, and Tripp was like, oh, come on, Joe.
Right. Yeah, I think I remember that. We got to get back. This is like, I fucking like these shows. Sometimes I think it's a waste of time, but if I ever stop talking to all you guys and fucking checking in with you guys, I would feel like I'm missing out because this is like definitely, one day I'm going to look back and be like, that was a big part of my life. And even though I fucking threw away all my computers and laptops, I lost access to my Gmail account. I threw out a bunch of cell phones. I shouldn't have thrown away, threw away laptops, computer. I was fucking psycho. I still kept my hard drives that have every episode of this show ever on it and every dead motherfucker show on it and all that shit. So anybody who thinks that was lost, it was not lost. It will all be available someday somewhere. I don't know where. We'll figure it out. But let's fucking call Dennis and see if he answers.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
and best of all time, the greatest.
Let's see. He's not going to answer. Hello.
The greatest of all time.
He answered. I don't know if he's there. Yo, Dennis.
Yo, Dennis.
Yo, this is someone who lives in your apartment complex. You need to come fix my sink, bro. Yo. All right, I don't think.
While you're at it, you got to shave Spankin's balls. There you go. Fix the sink, shave the balls, you're all set, brother.
I was under the impression that we could do a 15-minute episode for free, and Kent had fired me up to do a 15-minute episode, and I was not trying to pay for this fucking bullshit blog talk again. And then after I realized we couldn't do a 15-minute episode for free and I was going to have to pay for this shit again, I hesitated. I was trying to find a fucking Joupon code so I didn't have to pay full price. And I couldn't find one. So I paid full price, and now we're doing this episode. And we're like 42 minutes in.
If you want to just do an hour tonight, but I'll give you another episode, man. And maybe a couple of callers.
Yeah, we'll do an hour. We'll do another fucking 18 minutes, and then I'm out of here. I don't know if I'm going to bed yet. I like fucking staying up all night. But
I just like yapping with you, man, and like probably there's like maybe one or two people listening that I know of.
I don't know anybody
so
listening.
Like
I posted
deal,
it on
but...
Facebook. I'm not really friends with that many people on Facebook. I honestly fucking hate Facebook and wish I wasn't on there, but there's a couple people I follow. I'm really just on there for the messaging shit and because
I want people to be able to reach me.
Dude, one of my fucking, like, closest childhood friends, I haven't talked to him in a while. Last time I talked to him, told me he fucking, or it was, like, a while ago, told me he had, like, leukemia or some shit. And then, like, he told me he didn't like being on Facebook, but I don't have his number or anything. And he doesn't go on Facebook ever, and I message him on there. And I'm like, I don't know if this kid's fucking alive or if he's dead. And I have no idea how to find out. It's kind of fucking sucks. I kind of want to fucking check up on him, but he's not, I have no idea. And then another person I used to be really good friends with, someone told me that they think they lost a leg, and I don't know if they lost a leg or not. I don't know if I can message them and say, yo, bro, did you lose a leg? I'm waiting for them to post a picture with, like, pirate shit, you know what I mean?
Break a leg. Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
Man. Well, you know,
life's wild, dude. I'm lucky. I'm
still around, man. I mean, like I said, the doctor says I got a 31% chance of dying within the next 10 years. And that's actually better.
Dude,
odds
I figure
than I
thought.
Any of us have, thought it was too.
I feel like any of us have at least a 30% chance of dying on any random day. You know what I mean? Getting hit by
a
fucking car.
That's pretty good odds. I mean, but
it's not bad.
Like,
I figure it's
50-50
every day. I figure every day.
But I got a
bad
ass liver,
where you live.
Man. It's like that.
You live in Jacksonville, maybe
around that.
Yeah.
You don't
you
have
it. Lower.
You don't have it, but I got a bad liver. That liver goes like, you know. So there's my 31.
You gotta get a liver from someone, dude. Where are you gonna get a liver from, bro? Let's go to Mexico.
Ain't nobody can give me their liver.
Let's go to Mexico, bro.
And the guy that can abuse the liver more than anybody else in the world, they're going to give him another one. Yeah, I don't think so.
Hopefully I'm not being too loud. I really don't want my neighbors to get pissed, but the dogs aren't here right now, so they don't have to hear that. So they can hear me yapping instead for another 15 minutes.
They hear you yapping
minutes.
With the spent one who's, you know, he might
die.
I
don't think I've been that loud. Like, I might have got a little bit passionate during my speech earlier. But I don't think I've
been
that fucking loud.
Brother,
they've
man.
Heard me fucking screaming and get taken out in fucking handcuffs and shit. So this is
nothing. It's been a long time since we've been on the air.
Yeah,
you know, it's been a long time, and it's cool. And we'll get Dylon back, and maybe even the crazy man.
Yeah,
Dennis
that's
Ford.
Who I honestly want to do shows with is Dennis Ford. Those are the greatest shows ever. He was holding the show up when I was like rehabbing from my fucking mental shit. He was fucking holding the show together. I was doing
the
show.
You
I was not into it.
You kicked him off that show, man.
We didn't kick
the
him off that
Friday
show.
The Friday Night Show after I quit all that.
I'm talking about recently, dog. Like 6 months ago when we were doing shows. He was like,
and then
I was
you all
still kind of
Tripp
fucked
out.
Up. I never kicked anyone out of anything, dog.
You got rid of Dennis. You said Dennis Ford will never be on the Friday Night Super Show again.
I never said that. That was Lee Pier. What are you talking about?
No, he
about?
Didn't. That wasn't Lee Pier. That was y'all.
That was Lee Pier.
That was after y'all
said,
kicked Dennis
that's
off
why
the show.
I stole the Super Show back to bring Dennis Ford back to it. I was bringing Dennis Ford to glory.
Yeah, whatever. It was all a bunch of nonsense, and we laughed
it
about it.
It wasn't nonsense. It was gray radio. I actually have Friday Night Super Show stickers. I'll mail you some. I made Friday Night Super Show stickers with the official Friday Night Super Show for the new Super Show. It's my show now. I have stickers for it. I'll send you some.
I mean, it's all fun, dude, but it's like that show had such a different history. Like, nobody's even looking at what you've done.
Everyone's
that show. I mean, it goes back before
everybody,
I was with those guys.
I am.
I mean, they
everybody
way back.
Thinks about me at least 10 times a day. Everybody always
they don't care.
Is looking for
I mean,
anything
like
I
Dennis
do.
Is with you now.
I'm on. I'm a household name.
You think if Lee like, took Dennis back
always.
For a second? Hold on. You think if Lee took Dennis back for a second, that they wouldn't? He
you
wouldn't sit there and
like
announce your
couple.
Friday Night Super
you make
Show
sound like they're a
and
couple.
All that
we're not
stuff.
Talking about his son.
You know, come on, man.
He's dude. It's obviously they're never going to talk again. Because in Iowa, a pack of Pall Malls is apparently worth more than a friendship. So, they're never going to talk again, which is unfortunate.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, I've tried,
luckily,
dude. I've tried, but, you know,
luckily,
they're not going to talk.
The,
they don't want to
luckily,
talk.
Luckily, out of the 10 to 20 people that we do radio with, I am the only one that has $40 and can have a Blog Talk account. So,
yeah.
Here it is. Everybody can call in. This can be the fucking shit show again where everybody calls in and fights. I'm sorry that it's fucking 4 in the morning and I'm a little bit fucking sleepy and I don't want to scream and this isn't the usually energetic fight the show that you're used to.
No, this is actually better, man. It's like you just chilling.
Yeah. This is like one of those fucking gay podcasts where like it's like, welcome to whatever this fucking gay show
yeah,
is.
But you're
today
just
we're
going to
be
now,
talking to this
better.
Fucking gay guy.
No, but you're chilling me. You spoke a lot
I'm
about
joking,
rap and everything else.
4 in the morning.
You had a good speech all night. I just sat back, listened to you, backed you up here and there.
I'm really preaching anarchist libertarian principles. You know
no,
what I'm
not I'm anarchist, but I'm not libertarian. Or I'm more progressive than that.
Also, this is off topic, but I want to say I think Dave Chappelle's kind of gay now. And I bet Candace Owens' pussy smells great. So, just want to put that out there.
You're probably right, man. I could care less about any of them.
I really want to watch your new documentary called The Greatest Lie Ever Told, George Floyd.
I want to wake people up to, like, how fake the American system is to like, yeah, let's just divide and conquer and think it's a race war when it's a class war. Like Martin Luther King Jr. didn't warn us about that 60 years ago before I was even born. And I'm older than all you ancients.
Yeah,
so,
dude, I definitely notice all of a sudden everybody's been super broke the last couple of weeks. And then everyone's talking about a recession and shit. So listen, everybody, this is advice from me to you.
COVID.
Buy weed growing equipment before the recession and learn to fucking grow weed. And if you want to know, hit me up, call on the show. I'll tell you this is what you're going to want to do because it's going to be a recession and no prices are going down. Price of weed, not going down. Price of gas, not going
down.
Oh,
it will.
I have a Tesla.
When everybody's poor, you get no business.
I fucking bought a Tesla while I was crazy. Like, literally, clinically insane, I bought a Tesla. Walked in there ripping a jewel. copped a Tesla, and that was before the price went up. And I'm honestly happy I did it, because now the price went up of Teslas and of gas, and I'm rolling around. I get 250 miles.
Everything is making up for the old COVID thing 2 years ago. Remember when I was talking about that after the real Fright Night Super show?
But,
and I went over to the Achille effect, and I was talking about the whole thing about they'll make up for it. The oil business will make up for it in a couple of years, and that what they're doing now. All the inflation, it's going to be excused after they already did. After they did the biggest wealth transfer in human history, which Trump signed that $6 trillion the Wall Street. Airports bailed out. Now airports can't do nothing but cancel flights because instead of saving that money to pay their pilots to come back, they encourage them to retire and they pocketed that money. Fucking scumbag. Welcome to late stage capitalism, motherfuckers.
Yeah.
So you want me to keep going?
Anyway,
you want me to keep educating, keep teaching?
What I'm saying, dude, is you should fucking buy weed growing equipment before the recession and learn to grow weed so that way you can fucking make money when the economy crashes and you lose your job, because we're going into a recession 100%. So I'm just saying, be able to fend for yourself, and I'm willing to teach what I know. I'll teach a man to fish. I actually suck at fishing. I don't know how to fucking tie a knot, but I can teach how to fucking grow some fuego. So
I tell you what, I'll catch us a trout if you catch
talk
me
about
a buzz.
What up? Oh, yeah.
It's Ben Kent and Devin Ladd never hang out. We'll go fishing. I'll catch us a trout.
Dude,
you catch me a buzz.
We're gonna hang out. We have a 30%
chance. Did you get that? I'll catch a trout. You catch a buzz.
We have a 30% chance of not hanging out in the next 10 years, but I think we'll hang out.
Actually,
you
probably got a lot more
there
than that. You're probably going to have to either come down and get me or send for me, because I'll
make it down there next time, dude. I'll make it down there, dude. I won't be as crazy. I'll get some Adderall and some cigarettes, dude, and I'll just fucking hit the highway on autopilot in the Tesla. Just fucking ripping butts and eating Adderall and just cruising down
you
the highway.
You still got to check out that Delta 8, brother.
I'm not smoking
I'm
fake
you,
weed, dude.
Delta
I smoke
8.
CBD.
Yeah, I know it's not the real deal, blah, blah, blah.
8, dude.
I just
was talking about dank weed. You know, you're like, you should try smoking the fake stuff, dude.
Have you
smoked the fake shit, dude? It's fire.
No, I did back in the day, like 10
it's
years
legal
ago
in Massachusetts.
When it was
it's legal
spice
in Massachusetts.
Remember when spice was going around?
Yeah, and it was fucked up, dude. I actually, so like last year I lost my mind on mushrooms, but 10 years ago I lost my mind on acid and mushrooms. And also smoking that is what people thought put me over the edge, because
that's
I met
what
this
it
fucking,
was. That spice shit was bad.
I met this Egyptian dude in the field in Ohio. And he fucking had some of it because he was on probation, and I fucking hit it. And people were saying that that's what drove me. I'm pretty sure I was crazy before that, though. But because
it seems like every 10 years
I do hallucinogens and just threaten people. Like most people,
you only got 3 10 years.
Most people eat hallucinogens and then afterwards like turn into a fucking hippie and start like, you know, all that shit. I eat hallucinogens and I get more violent. Like, it opens people up to the universe.
I don't get violent. I just get,
hallucinogens make
actually,
people
I
feel
like sex.
Hallucinogens, like, open people up and make them, like, question the universe and feel like they're, like, the center of everything. And then they start thinking, like, all this deep philosophical shit. And me, I take it and I'm like, yeah, I'm the center of the universe. First thing I'm doing, threatening everybody. And it's like, and then usually
they
come down
like
after
real
it's cool,
like me,
and
just laugh
the,
in your face.
The difference was, the difference was 10 years ago when I lost my shit, I didn't need to take anything. They just let me, like, I had already fucking chilled out by the time they took me to the loony bin that time, and then it was just useless, and I refused medicine. They didn't give me anything. It was all good. This time, they fucking made me take shit, and then I was like, it was like if I chilled out when I was in there, but like when I got out, when they gave me that shit, I got out, felt like my fucking brain was melting. I went even fucking crazier. he said it the second time. I was greatly deteriorated. I fucking, shit was nuts. I definitely don't want to fucking revisit that shit. I'm sure people bring it up, make fun of me. Yeah, you went to the loony bin. You went crazy. You said this.
Yeah,
you did
whatever,
that.
Man. That's weaker
whatever,
than
motherfucker.
Jail.
Yeah, dude. I still get to fucking live my life, and you still have to fucking live yours. So,
I mean,
you know.
You're lucky you were in there instead of jail. That's all I got to say.
Yeah. It was funny. Like, one of my homies, I didn't see him after all that shit.
Because you need to worry about your anus.
Yeah,
let me just
listen.
Make that point clear right now to anybody that's listening. You know, you'd rather go to get Baker acted, go to a psycho ward, or go to jail. This is why you'd rather go to the psycho ward, because the people in the psycho ward actually have brains. They're
not
nurses,
really,
they're doctors,
not,
they're
not
human beings.
Good.
They actually want to try to help you out. When you
it
go
can
to
be
jail,
pretty
you've
scary
got nothing but dumb fucking hacks. Want to be cops.
It can
push
be
you to join the army. To think they're all right. Badass and tough guys.
Let's
and
not
a big
start a beef
brute
with the
fucking
police right now.
Dickheads.
But,
and that's what you got
dude.
At jail. No, listen all to right. me, brother. I'm serious.
All right, dude. I know. Loony bins can be pretty fucking bad, too. But anyway, the story I was trying to say is that I hadn't seen one of my friends in a while since, like, all the loony bin shit. And I didn't see him for a long time. And then I was like, I'm going to go have to see this guy. And I'm going to have to tell him what happened. And he's going to be like, you're an idiot. Like, you're a loser. I don't know what I thought. And then I went to see him. I was like, yeah, dude, it was, like, a really rough year. I went to the loony bin. He was like, yeah, I actually went to jail. I was like, oh, shit. I'm glad. Glad we're on the same page, brother.
Yeah, jail ain't the same page though as a loony bin. Loony bin is a lot easier.
You fucked up
easier.
Either way.
Jail,
either way, you
they
fucked up.
Don't care. They say fuck you. That's what I'm trying
to
tell
you. It all sucks, dude. I know. I didn't have to go to jail. I'm lucky. Whatever. Hopefully I never have to go to jail. Fucking pray to God. But if I don't do any stupid shit, should be all right. So, not gonna do anything illegal. I never do anything illegal ever. Never have. Never will.
Yeah, you do.
I don't even go over the speed limit. Not even 1 mile per hour.
Yeah, right.
I don't. I go slow. I drive my Tesla. I smell my own farts. I look at other people driving Teslas, and I say, good for you. And they say, thanks.
Yeah, whatever,
yeah,
man. Everybody
up
breaks some kind of law. The thing is, the drug war is stupid. It's what I'm saying. It's a lot easier to get Baker acted and go into a psycho place than it is jail. Jail,
yeah,
they don't give a shit.
We're not
you
talking
get in
about
county,
it anymore.
Man. They're just going to just, like, kick you around, you know, eat your crappy food, trade your piece of bread for a freaking a glass of orange juice because you'd rather have the orange juice than the bread. At least I would, because
yeah.
I'm bigger and stronger than them.
Whatever, dude.
So they can have the bread, and I'll take the orange juice.
That's
what you're doing in
this
jail,
is,
dude.
We're gonna degrade. Like
when
I
you're
want
in a,
this
when
show.
When you're in the freaking.
I don't want this show to have trashy vibes, dude. And if we start
when
keep
you're in
talking
the
about
place,
jail,
you've got all
you,
the orange
you
juice
keep,
you want.
If we keep talking about jail and the loony bin, this show is gonna. Have like not a classier vibe, dude. And I would
well,
like
just
to have
anybody
a
that's
classier
been to jail
vibe.
Knows what I'm talking about. It's a lot different than going to the where you
yeah.
went to the little nutty house.
Yeah,
the nutty house. They actually care. At the jail, they don't.
Every 10 years, you got to do hallucinogens and fucking shake some shit up. And sometimes it ends in there, and it happens. But it's how you move forward and reach enlightenment, which is exactly what I've done. I am Buddha. I am Jesus Christ. I am your Lord and Savior. I am whoever Jews pray to. I am Muhammad. I am everybody. I am the greatest. I am the champion.
That's what
you know?
Have to keep telling yourself. See, I don't have to keep telling myself that.
I don't. That's what people tell me, dude.
Because I don't care. You know, people say I'm Spank Kent. Well, I don't care. I've earned my reputation over the years, a lot longer years than you've got, my friend, my little brother.
Yeah.
young enough to be my son.
Yeah, it's true. True story.
When I was 30, though, I look back at you 20 years. When I was 30, I was a rough son of a bitch, man. In that time, in that age, in that era. Yeah, I remember that era.
Yeah.
20 years ago, I would love to have that youth back. My goal is what I really like to do is find the fountain of youth, and I would only give it to people that are worthy of it.
You got to talk to
somebody that I think is worthy of
it
is my sister.
You're gonna have to go to jail again, and you're gonna have to get in touch with Ghislaine Maxwell because she knows the fountain of youth, and
I'm pretty sure it involves
some illegal shit.
They do. Believe me, if they get me in a jail and have a reason to keep me there, they'll kill me.
Really?
I ain't no different than Assange right now, Julian Assange.
Yeah, man. What should we fucking name this episode?
And I tell the truth.
We're going to name it 15 Minutes of Fame when we thought it was 15 minutes. And now it's not 15 minutes. So we could still name it 15 Minutes of Fame.
I say we just keep saying it. Fuck it, it's 15 minutes of fame. You rambled on, I rambled on. We're cool people. Maybe my friend's still listening there. Couple of people. Maybe they'll jump up and listen.
Your internet girlfriend?
In the replay. Huh?
Your internet girlfriend?
No, I had a girlfriend actually come back and apologize for the stuff she did wrong. See, I'm a good guy, Joe. You know that, right? So
yeah, man.
Girls
great
have to
guy.
Be nice to me.
You're the greatest of all time. Actually, I think Dennis Ford is the greatest of all time.
Dennis Ford, greatest of all time. Well, I would like to think I'm a little bit better of a boyfriend than Dennis Ford could be at this point. Or you.
Dude,
I think
you're a fucking great boyfriend. Go fuck yourself, dude. I'm a great boyfriend.
Personally, I think your girlfriend puts up with a lot of crap from you, but
yeah,
geez,
dude, I put up with a lot of fucking crap from her, dude.
Yeah,
all right. You're supposed to be submissive, and this bitch doesn't shut up. Hopefully, she's not listening, but
yeah,
I love her. I love her. But dude, it's just
I'm just not boyfriend material, man. I'm to the. You know, I look a little younger for my age, but I'm still an old man. I'm 52. Girl asked me, like, well, you can still, like, have a kid.
I don't know why girls like me so much. Even when I was fucking crazy, girls were coming at me.
It doesn't mean I want to be a father.
I'm crazy right now, bitch. But I don't know, man.
You're young enough to be a father.
Yeah, I know. I don't want to be a father yet, though.
That's fine. You have a couple more years to be picky about it that I don't.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, I definitely want to be a father eventually.
But I'm physically capable of still shooting.
I can't afford. I'm not just saying this from, like, a fucking, like, dude, I have trouble fucking taking care of these two fucking rat dogs, dude. I can't take care of a kid right now, dude. I also can't afford it. And I know people think I have more money than I do, but I really could not afford it right now. It costs too much. I wouldn't be able to have my Tesla if I had a fucking kid, dude. You know how much my fucking rent is, dude, and my fucking car, all this fucking shit, dude. I wouldn't be able to fucking have that shit.
When you're ready, you can have a kid if you want to be a father. I can see
yeah, I will
five
eventually,
years.
Man.
And five
hopefully,
years is like a long time.
Hopefully
for you
with
right
my
now.
With my girlfriend
you'll
be right
35.
Now.
35. And I can see you getting settled down.
I don't want one right now, dude. I see people that have kids and how much they struggle, dude. And I do not want that right now. I've struggled enough. Once I have built a comfortable fucking little foundation safety net, then I will have a kid. But right now, I will have a kid, God willing. Allahu Akbar.
Or not. I mean, I never did. I know a couple of people, like my old bandmates, man, in my old band. You know, there's a couple of people, we never had kids. We never bred.
Yeah, man.
And now
I was
a great uncle. I mean, like, everybody loved me as an uncle. You know, I'm great with
that's
kids.
Cool.
I would have been a great father.
Uncle, that's fine. Not everyone needs to fucking have kids. And
I just want to continue
my legacy. That's what I want to fucking do.
It's too late for me now, the way I look at it.
One time I was like, I don't want to have. A while ago, a while ago, I was like, I don't want to have kids. And my girlfriend was like, you don't want to have a baby champ? And I was like, oh, I definitely want to have a baby champ when you put it like that.
Yeah.
But I definitely don't, just not right now. Now she says she doesn't ever want any, but I don't know. We'll see. She doesn't believe in abortion. So if fuck it happens, not getting fucking murdered. So, you know, who knows? We'll see. I smoke a lot of weed. I don't know how my fucking, my jizz is looking, but.
You're fine, dude. It's just like you guys.
I eat organic, so hopefully my shit's
when you decide to do it, y'all decide to do it. Don't sweat it. You're young. You do have that time.
Yeah.
You know, I don't.
If I have a daughter, I'm going to be fucking pissed, dude.
I got a big head start on you, little brother.
Yeah.
The girl's like, oh, you can still have a kid. You can still be a father. No, I can still have a kid. It doesn't mean I want to be a father.
Yeah, it'll just be an extra autistic.
I don't
want to
be 72 when I'm playing softball with Junior.
Yeah. It's kind of fucked if you have a kid right now. You're literally, the kid's going to, you know, you have a 30% chance of dying in the next
10 years. Yeah, I know. Here I have a 30, you know. Look, if I get through these rock star years, I'll be all right. I'll be like Keith Richards. But I got to get through them. I got to get through the old Vinnie Paul.
I kind of actually,
you know, Jeff Hennigan from Slayer, Vinnie from Pantera. Yeah, all these guys that just dropped dead, still a couple years older than I am.
Yeah, I'm
right
actually
yet.
Naming this episode.
I'm in a dangerous time period right now,
30%
brother.
Chance.
Yeah, I'm in a dangerous time period right now. My new doctor, who's about 12 years younger than me, says, well, you've got about a 31% chance of dying in the next 10 years. I'm like, I'll tell that to Lee Peer, and I did. And Lee's like, really? Damn, man, it's probably better than my chances. I'm like, and he's 6 years younger than I am. And I'm like, yeah, man, that's pretty good chances. So you can see where I can laugh about that. Of course, I'm not raising the kid right now. I don't even want to bring a kid into this fucked up world.
All these fucking famous comedians,
you know,
have kids when they're like 70. Like Bill Burr, Joey Diaz. They're all like old as shit having babies.
Not me.
Yeah.
Not me, man.
I'm definitely trying to. I think my parents always say they're old.
Y'all's kids, the kids you're going to have, and your kids are going to have, and your grandkids and your great-grandkids. I'm trying to help y'all. You know, like,
yeah, man.
Like find
you're trying to help my great
planet,
grandkids.
And save
I
this
appreciate
world.
You.
And save this frickin' world. Yeah, that's what I've done on Friday.
You're gonna need
shows,
to call Superhero Sergio if you want to save the world. There's only one man who can save the world.
Yeah,
it's
Sergio,
superhero from Massachusetts.
You
Sergio.
Know.
He can save the world. He didn't want to call into
too,
the show.
He's a little too consumed with Trump.
Yeah, he hasn't been posting. I haven't seen any of his posts. He might still be posting about Trump. But I really hope Trump runs again, dude. He's the only one
who can save us, man. Either people love him or hate him. It's stupid that he do both.
He's
it's
the greatest
dumb
of all time.
I don't care. You know my favorite meme I've ever seen was when Trump was running against Hillary.
Was it posted by Dennis Ford? Because he makes the greatest memes.
If
it wasn't posted by Dennis Ford, it wasn't a real meme.
Dennis, where you at, motherfucker?
I'm calling you out, bitch. You hear me calling you out. I want all the smoke. Dennis, where you at, bitch? You're poor, and your parents are dead. I'm ready to fight you. Where are you? Lee Pierre, your son's gay. Where are you? I want to fight you. Lee Pierre's gay son, you're gay. Where are you? I want to fight you. But none of that gay shit.
The meme said, what Republicans think of Trump, it looked like Captain America. What Democrats think of Trump, it looked like Hitler. What I think of Trump, it looked like Hillary. It was the same thing.
The first one and the second one are good.
7 years ago, guys. You can go back to the real Friday Night Super Show and listen to what the spent one said back then. Or you can go on Shelley Effect. Or even this show and many others where I've always said the same thing. Freedom. Talk about freedom. Stop voting for these corrupt criminals. Stop participating in a corrupt system. Stop voting. Spent Kent says stop voting.
Yeah, that's a great way to make change. But
yeah,
you know, I'm a bigger
the
rock star than you.
Change. Stop voting for these criminals. And giving them power
you should vote
over
for
yourselves.
What you should vote for is that Davin Aladdin is a bigger rock star than Spence Kent. And
well,
even
that's
going to
be hard to accomplish
ages
here, little brother.
Rock star years, I am a bigger rock star.
I'll entertain you, but it's going to be hard for you to, you know, to
I
do
have
that,
fans,
little
Kent. I have fans, Kent.
Yeah,
multiple
you
fans.
Don't think I have fans.
They adore me. I'm fucking tired, brother. We said we were going to do another fucking 10 minutes. We're in overtime now. We're 12 minutes into overtime. We should fucking wrap this puppy up, do another one this weekend or something. Maybe if you cocksuckers are nice, we'll do a Friday night super show if you deserve it. What do you think about that?
Well, we got to go
a
on
fucking
the
Friday
I got
night
off,
super show.
So we'll talk about that. But I'll be around Sundays, Mondays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays. Wednesdays will be a good show to do.
Yeah, maybe. I'm pretty fucking busy all the time now. The late night shit works for me, but there's no way I'm going to miss out on anything going on during the day or evening or night to do a fucking podcast that, you know, is not, I'm not getting paid for. And I enjoy it, but I'm not going to miss out on money for it. You know what
I'm saying?
Anytime
you want to bullshit around, dude, I'm around as long as those
days
I just told you about.
I'm not going to miss.
The other days I work at night, and I just can't do it.
I'm going to a movie tomorrow, going to fucking see Thor and shit. So that'll be fun. But yeah, I'm not missing out on any time with my girlfriend, any dates. You were telling me to fucking enjoy my girlfriend and dogs and enjoy life and shit. I'm not going to miss out on that to listen to Dennis Ford. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So,
you're going to go out there with your girl. I would say go out with your girl. Let me deal with Dennis Ford. I'm your brother. I'm your big brother here.
Yeah, man. But,
Dennis
all right,
Ford.
Guys. You ain't.
And when you're
ain't
out
heard
of here,
us.
And when you're out at that movie, you're going to be like, I'm so glad I don't have to listen to. Oh, you motherfuckers! I'm the greatest of all time. You know.
Yo, this.
But we love him. We love him. We love
my fucking black cat DZ right here. DZ always knows when the podcast is over. This cat. When I lived in my old apartment and I had a studio room, every time the podcast ended, he would show up at the door and meow immediately as soon as I ended it. And he heard me trying to wrap this bitch up, and he just jumped up on my lap because he's like, yo, bro, wrap that shit up. You got to chill with the pussies before bed. So I'm going to go chill with my cats. But you guys haven't heard from me in like 6 months or whatever, so this was a little dose of me. I hope you fucking enjoyed it. And hopefully we'll do another one soon. I know I've made a lot of empty promises as far as that with, like, another podcast and this and that. So thank you to everyone who supports me. Thank
you
to everyone who loves me.
You got your spat one here, got your back.
Thank
Remember
you
that.
To everybody who stuck with me. Thank you, Kent. I love you, brother. Thank you to everybody who fucking has stuck with me, who's fucking supported me, who's ever listened to a podcast, who's ever bought a dab sword, who's ever even liked any of my shit on Instagram. All of you, I fucking love you. All my fucking friends, family, customers, love you all. It's all the same shit, you know.
Yeah, we'll be back with a fun show.
Jobless. Yeah, we'll do a show soon where we fight some people and troll some people, and it'll be fun and shit. Fuck it.
And
this one might be
a little
bit emo.
Some people will be there catching it, so.
Fuck them. They can all listen to this when they're going to work. When they're going to work in the morning and I'm fucking snoozing, it's already 4:43. My dad's probably already up for work. Everyone's probably already fucking waking up for work, dog. But, yeah, man, fucking enjoy your days, cocksuckers. I'm fucking probably going to go eat some food and pass the fuck out. It's 4:45 in the morning.
I'll do that
You're
pretty
welcome.
Soon, but I got to scratch my balls first. Everything will be okay.
This is Davin
so,
Aladdin.
All right, my brother.
Spent Kent. We out.